Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
So true. I got Joey Lunderman here with me now. Hey, Joey.
Hello.
So you guys are just dishing out the plants out there. A lot of questions, you know.
Lots of questions about, of course, what's coming back and what's not. You know, citrus trees. Kind of surprised that, you know, some of the citrus trees that are and are not coming back.
Yeah, it has been a little surprising to see that, for sure. And it's really unpredictable how they're coming back. I'm seeing a lot of new viburnum growth. Obviously, the azaleas lost their leaves, but then their blooms were really cool this year because it was all flowers. So what's something that's kind of like a weird bestseller? You know, like
a weird bestseller.
You can wait a little bit. How about you answer it here in a little bit, and we'll answer a gardening question, but you let it stew on that. It can be a product, a soil, you know, the type of pot, something like that. But anyway, we're going to go straight to Susie in Pearland while Joey contemplates my amazing question. Susie, hey, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have sort of a different question.
Great.
I have had growing in my flower bed for a long time a potato plant, and it grows wild. You know, it climbs, and we love how it looks. And it came from New Braunfels. And I'm just wondering if it will come back, if the potatoes will come back. Some of them are above the ground right now. Some of them are below the ground. Or will they not? And is there a way I could revive them?
Are you talking about the air potato, the one with the big green leaves?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they produce a potato, you know, on the plant as they grow. And
right.
when we clean up, getting into the fall, do yard work, when they start to die normally without the freeze, we'll gather up all of the potatoes and then just scatter them in different places so they just kind of grow wild.
Right. So it would seem like, you know, at least a few of them would come back. The ones that are there still, are they firm or are they squishy and mushy?
Some of them are squishy, kind of frizzled up, dried up.
Right. So those probably won't come back. It's more likely that some of those, if there were some below ground, they would have been a little more protected.
Right.
You know, we don't have any growing around here. We did have a big old patch of them a while back that was around here, but I don't think they're there anymore. So I hadn't seen any coming back, so I couldn't tell you for sure. But, you know, every fall, you know, before it gets into full winter mode, you might ought to grab a few of those and stick them in a paper bag in your pantry and just let them sit there for the winter. That way you do have a backup plan.
Right. Now, real potatoes don't do that, do they? Do they grow outside like that? Or does this have to be a special kind of potato?
That one you're talking about, I think, is what I call the air potato. They'll produce, you know, potatoes above ground. You know, regular potatoes grow below ground.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I enjoy listening to y'all's program.
All right. Thanks for calling. Keep an eye out for some new growth coming out of those. Surely, you know, if you had that many of them, one of them will come back and you'll get a new start.
I would concur with that because that, you know, these really love it hot. They really thrive in the heat through the fall, and so air potatoes grow fast, and it's kind of hard to kill them. So, be surprising if, you know, the cold can do it when all of man's exercises cannot, if that makes any sense. But yeah, no, they're not. I don't know if a lot of people have that confusion, but there's a lot of potato vine related sort of named plants, you know, even if you don't count the sweet potato and kind of regular potatoes, air potato, you got the kind of potato vine, the purple and the chartreuse one. There's a lot. I guess a lot of people know about potatoes.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how there's so many variations of them.
Yeah, there really are. Did you know what potatoes are called in French?
French fries?
That's pretty good. No, they're called pomme de terre, apples of the earth.
Really?
Yeah, apples of the earth. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros. This isn't Home Show French Pros. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-281-496-5711. I got to tell you, Joey, I want to talk to John. We're going to get John on the phone. I got a question for him. Yeah. Hey, it's about those subterranean termites. Wink, wink. All right, 281-496-57. Oh, wait, we got him now. John.
Hey, good morning, Danny.
Hey, how's it going, man? You doing good?
I am doing good, sir.
Hey, I wanted to call about these subterranean termites. Tell me more about them.
Well, in the spring when they're swarming, a lot of times when they're looking for nests, they'll temporarily find a spot to overwinter. I remember one time I had 4 or 5 yards of mulch in a trailer sitting on my driveway. I came out the next morning, and I saw this cloud of insects coming at them, and they were termites. They just spent the night there. So that may have been what that gentleman saw.
Maybe what he saw.
I've heard that from customers many times over the years. They, you know, the same thing. All of a sudden, a cloud of insects coming out, and there were termites.
Right. Well, I actually am not fully serious. That's not the real reason we called. Joe and I were talking a little bit because you did such a great job last week. And, you know, I just mentioned, you know, he should be a garden pro. Joe was like, yeah, kind of, you know, did some communicating. And we're wondering if you would consider becoming a garden pro. You want to be one?
Yeah, I'd be honored, Danny. A bunch of great people I've known for a long time, my colleagues in the industry. So, yeah, I'd be very honored to be one.
Yes. Okay, awesome. Well, we are going to make that happen. Sweet. Well, we'll get you scheduled, get you in the rotation. How exciting. Get some native plant conversations, all that stuff going on. So,
well, I got a tidbit for you while I'm on the line.
Yeah.
I was listening in about the muscadine question.
Uh-huh.
Two varieties that love black gumbo clay that I've grew for 20 years is Carlos and Fry. Carlos is a black, and Fry is a kind of a gold with speckles on it, freckles.
Huh.
They both make great jellies and jams, and I used to have a buddy, he'd take them and make a fabulous port wine.
Ooh. Awesome.
Yep, so that's tidbit for the day.
There you go. Hopefully Jim heard you saying that, and that helps him out too. Awesome. Hey, well, thanks, John, and I'm so excited that you're in, and we're going to celebrate. I'm going to keep drinking this coffee in celebration and, you know, maybe pop some port wine tonight just because you said that earlier.
Sounds like a plan, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks, man.
All righty, bye-bye.
Yeah, Joey, how about that? We're making miracles happen.
That's awesome.
Look at
Welcome
us.
To the club, John.
Our little home show Garden Pro family growing right now. 281-496-5711.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
All right. How exciting. How exciting. John Ferguson joining the crew. Yes. So, you know, Friendswood Hardware sells Nature's Way resources, and that is all the way down in Southeast Houston. So if you are in the Southeast Houston, Friendswood area, be it League City, Pearland, Alvin, I have great news from you. You probably already know this, but it's exciting, exciting stuff that Friendswood Hardware has transitioned from a really cool hardware shop to a super amazing garden center. It's a really cool spot. I mean, they got, well, One thing I was really impressed with is their indoor plant selection. I thought that was really cool. And they have a whole children's gardening area, which is so neat. You drive up on the right side of the building, is a ton of soil options. And they don't have too many. They have just the right amount. And they have the Nature's Way resources, awesome leaf mold compost, and a bunch of Landscaper's Pride stuff, which is really, really great. That garden magic that we love so much. Their potting soil, that's really awesome. Maureen, that's the stuff to use, is the Landscaper's Pride. But it's really great because now they're there. They're a garden center. They got native plants. They got organic products. They have a bunch of veggies out there too. It's really, really great. And they got the gardening advice that you need. So if you're southwest town, you don't have to cruise all the way into the city all the time. You don't have to go, you know, traveling all over the place. Just go to Friendswood Hardware. So MicroLife, AgriLawn, all the Monterey stuff, that Rev that we love so much, and a bunch of great garden tools, pots and seeds. Really cool stuff. It's a great place. So plan a visit and stock up on what you need. It's been family owned since 1972, and they love gardening. That's why they're doing this. So really cool stuff. 281-496-5711 is our number, and we want to answer your gardening questions. Joey, isn't that great news about John? Oh, we're going to go straight now to Ralph. Ralph, how's it going, man? Did you hear that? Did you hear John Ferguson's going to be a garden pro?
Yes, sir. Y'all got a great program. Y'all improving, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
You got to listen to y'all and do the things you say, you know? My vegetable garden's doing fine, and I don't like poison, you know, but I don't have a lot of trouble with it.
Okay.
But, and I got my pear tree, my bird of the pear. It's old, and it put this coal kind of put the depth on it. Is it going to come back? I don't know. It's still so old. The fruit's not staying or something. I don't know. What about my tree?
So a pear tree.
Yes.
You know, the freeze may actually give it the stress that it needs to kind of make another step. If you don't see kind of some production this year, then you can know that the tree's just not, you know, not really going to do anything unless it froze the fruit off, which is a definite possibility. But, you know, when those pear trees, Ralph, get like 20 years old, something like that, they no longer function. So, Joey, I don't know if you heard the question. Basically, Ralph's got a pear tree that he's had for a long time. I mean, it sounds like over 20 years, Ralph, and it's really stopped producing. He's wondering if the freeze is the death knoll.
You know, the freeze probably weakened the tree a little bit. You know, stone fruit in general only have a certain life expectancy. If you got 20 years out of a tree, I'd say you did pretty good.
Yeah, great, really.
More than that, 30 years, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah. On my St. Augustine grass, the front is good, but the back, and I went and bought some compost to put on it. If it's just spotty, but it's pretty bad because I've been neglecting it. What should I just do with now? Because I got my compost. What do I do?
Right. So topping your lawn with a thin layer of that compost would be good. Just a quarter or half an inch. You know, either sling it out there with a shovel or kind of sift it through your hands and top those bare areas or thin areas, and that'll encourage the grass to grow back in there. You ought to have good success with it.
All right. That's what I need. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Joey, a lot of people kind of don't really, they're seeing so many more weeds this year because the freeze didn't kill back our St. Augustine, but it like stopped it. And it, you know, delayed its spring, if you will. And so the weeds just had a little bit more time to grow, because they grow fast with shallow roots and put on a lot of seeds, what they do. And so it's kind of normal that people have a lot of weeds this year. So what do you think their best approach would be to kind of make sure they're not going to see a repeat of all these weeds again?
Improving the health of the soil is
right.
Is the big deal. You know, get the grass healthy so it fights off the weeds. That's going to be the biggest deal. So whatever you have to do to get to accomplish that, you know, improving the drainage, you know, taking care of the compacted soil, you know, topping it with compost, using some sort of organic fertilizer to get the microbes going, to, you know, put them to work for you.
Right.
All those things would be very beneficial for your future lawn.
So really, soil first, that's going to push our grass. That's going to dominate the weeds. Would you do any pre-emergent herbicides?
You know, I don't ever use pre-emergents in my yard, and I don't have many weeds.
Yeah. The only weeds I have a lot of are those horse herb, which I love. I love that plant. And then I have a lot of wild onion, the little one, the crow killer one.
Right.
And that's it. It's like, I guess I just never got an influx of weed seeds because I have a wood fence and didn't get, flood. My yard flooded, but it was flowing out, not in. Like, I don't have clover. I don't have dollar weed because I, you know, don't overwater. No Virginia buttonweed.
Well, aren't you special?
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, all these people that have all these different weeds, the weed seeds are a problem, and then the soil's a problem. And so those are the two solutions we've got. It's compost top dress, good fertilizer, and then pre-emergent herbicide. So that's the tools we've got. But I've never done it. Well, actually, I did it 2 years in a row, right when I moved in the house, when the soil was bad and everything was kind of really in bad and bleak shape. So, all right. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. We are at the nursery and open doing business. This weather is beautiful and spring is in full force. We are totally loaded on everything you need, from herbs, vegetables, flowers. You want to spruce up your pot or make your yard greener. Compost tea is fresh and ready on the weekends. Our brewmasters have mastered the recipe. You can bring your own bucket or purchase one of our 2-gallon buckets and fill it up. Nothing makes your yard greener than a nice dose of compost tea. Quench its thirst.
The big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? Well, bring your samples of your weeds in, and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, are solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, we'll get your tomatoes in as soon as possible. Every week that goes by, the tomato selection is going to decrease, so don't wait to get your tomatoes planted. And this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs in stock.
Our address is 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Check out Plants for All Seasons on our Facebook page and at plantsforallseasons.com.
Well, thanks, Sherry. Good info there. They do make really good compost tea. Joey, did you guys ever start making compost tea?
No, I hadn't fooled with it. Danny's been, you know, trying it out and trying to get the concoctions right.
Yeah, I need it.
But I have been just tied up, busy with all of the other things.
Yeah. I know that he sent me some pictures of that kit he made from scratch.
Right.
And I was telling him,
he's pretty handy.
I was like, I think a system's going to be like $4,000 or $5,000. And he's like, $160 later, he has a 3,000-gallon brewer going. I'm like, oh, okay, gosh, well, don't I feel stupid? Anyway, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. And we're going to get Ruth in. Hey, Ruth, what's your question for Joey here?
I have a crepe myrtle that's fully leased out, and I had wanted it cut back. Will it kill it to cut it back now?
No, you can go ahead and cut it back now if it's totally necessary. You know, most people will trim their crepe myrtles in January and February before they leaf out. But if you're running behind, you know, crepe myrtles are like a weed almost. So if you need to cut it back, you know, do what you need to do.
Okay. Ruth, did you notice that Joey twice said, if you need to cut it back? Both the caveat of if and need.
Yeah, if and need. Yeah, so yeah, I don't trim my crepe myrtles in my yard. You know, it's not totally necessary. Now, if it's getting in the way of something, or if it's too tall, or if it's encroaching on a walkway, you know, that's a need. But there, it's not totally necessary to cut them back.
It is starting to touch the house, so I would like
Yeah, you can definitely go ahead and cut it back some then if you need to do that. Sure.
Ruth, do you generally thatch them? Do you generally bring it down to, like, the trunk?
I have just moved to this place. I don't have experience with any of this.
Okay. Well, a lot of people have different kind of ways they approach crepe myrtles. I'm a big fan of pruning them kind of to the shape as it's needed versus the thatching where you kind of take it down to one or five trunks every year, old European kind of medieval method. People call it crepe murder, but it has a horticultural name. And so, you know, if it's getting close to the house or touching the house, maybe prune back those some. A thinning out maybe what you need to do since you kind of are late on it. But I wouldn't do a severe cutback, it being almost May.
Okay.
More just a thinning of those branches and some other branches that are bothering you. And you will get some flowers still.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ruth. Bob, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I was calling about my sago palms. I've got about five or six or several of them anyway throughout the front and backyard and on the side. None of them seem to have come back yet, and I've been driving around the neighborhood, and I see a bunch of other sagos that are definitely coming back to life, and not ours. But we've cut all of the fronds off. And do we just wait, or is there anything I can do and other than hope?
You know, I hadn't put my eyes on any established sagos since the freeze. You know, they sometimes will take a couple of months before they leaf back out after trimming. So they generally only put up one set of fronds a year. So I would give it some time. If it's not, if the bulb of it is not squishy and mushy, then I would say it's more. It's what?
It's not mushy. It's not.
Okay, so that's a good sign. I would think it would come back, but like I said, sometimes it takes a couple of months for them to come out. So I'd be patient with it and just give it a little time, see what it does.
Feel free to water in something like Super Seaweed or Dakota Rev down at the base to, you know, try to activate those roots and get them pumping. So. And the one thing that can happen, too, is that the tops can kind of squeeze the new growth. So get on some leather gloves and just get your finger and kind of massage the very top, the pokey fronds that are there, and try to maybe open some stuff up just by kind of squeezing and massaging that top. If it's not smelly or squishy, then, you know, you got a lot of hope. The first thing that'll do if it's, you know, the first thing that's probably will do if it's not going to come up from the top is put out a ton of pups. So if you're not seeing a bunch of pups popping in the bottom, then I would hold out hope. As I kind of, you know, peruse the city and see it, I think I'm seeing about 3 out of 5 are beginning to push out. But that doesn't mean that other 40% are dead. It just means that they're not pushing out yet. But maybe try to do a little bit of a root stimulation.
Okay. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, thanks, Bob. 281-496-5711. We want to hear what's on your mind. Anything goes, obviously. I mean, we're talking bug volcanoes, grapes, air potatoes, vegetables, pear trees, sago palms, all of it. We can help you out. I got Joey Linderman here dishing out incredible gardening information. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Let's see, what MicroLife products have already come up on the show? Every week, it's always amazing because MicroLife makes such great products that we bring them up all the time. We have talked about Humates Plus, loosening up your soil. Just talked about using Super Seaweed to activate some roots to try to get some plants growing, recovery from the freeze. I know that they were really talking about their Ocean Harvest liquid fertilizer as a soil drench to bring plants back from the freeze. I'm getting everybody to put the Brown Patch out as the lawn fertilizer. It is my go-to lawn fertilizer. It's got a ton of bacteria in it, as well as some other great kind of a fungi-eating bacteria, but that's a lot of nitrogen right there just in it, and it's already a 512 great soil food. So the 624 in the green bag, the MicroLife 624, that's the multi-purpose, very popular, really important for you to always keep a couple of bags of this to go through them pretty quickly because you can use them on everything. So plants gotta have nutrients. They got to have the minerals, and if you don't have the beneficial microbes as part of the soil set, you're not going to have the health that you want. You're going to have a lot of disease problems, a lot of pest problems, a lot of health problems. So that's where MicroLife comes in. It feeds plants incredibly well through the soil. So plants crave the minerals. They got to have those microbes. It is completely safe. So Joey, what are some go-to for you for MicroLifes?
You know, as far as the fertilizers, I usually just use the green bag of the 624 just because I don't want to overcomplicate it and have
right.
all the different ones
yeah,
at home.
Six or seven.
But there
yeah.
there are, you know, occasions when you do need to use some of those different ones, like the MicroLife Acidifier is a great one for azaleas, gardenias, camellias.
And but it's funny because it's not like you can't put that on your lawn. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it works
yeah,
really can... great in the lawn because it's feeding the soil.
Yep, yep. They're all really versatile.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the liquids, the Ocean Harvest
yeah,
is
yeah.
A good one. Good liquid, you know, for helping these freeze-damaged plants come back to life, get back in spring mode, and just kind of nurse them back to health.
That is awesome. You guys have been selling a lot of MicroLife over there at Chana Gardens?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yes, lots and lots of it.
Well, look for MicroLife at Enchanted Gardens or at any of the Garden Pro locations. It's a phenomenal material, and they have a bunch of free guides at their website, microlifefertilizer.com, and you can also check out their great selection. Well, all right. It's good stuff, good stuff. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We're going to talk to David. David, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I have a couple of plants that didn't come back from the freeze. Well, one's a philodendron and the other Japanese ficus.
Right. Yeah, both of those are tropical, so that's not surprising, you know, depending on how well protected they were.
Okay, I didn't do anything to them. They're big trees. Like,
right, right.
I got a ficus of like 30 foot.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a tough deal to protect for sure. You
know,
what
am I
just
to do, cut them down, or are they going to come back at some point?
Well, on the ficus, you can reach up as high as you can and scratch the bark, and wherever it turns green under the bark, that's where it'll come back from. At this
okay.
point, you should, if it's going to come back, you should start seeing some little sprouts coming out. You know, they might only be half an inch long by now, but I would say on a ficus, if it was unprotected outside, it's going to be pretty close to the ground level. So that, you know, if it does come back from there, it's going to make a big ficus bush.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
And then as far as the philodendron, you know, if that, I guess what you have left is the kind of big stems or trunks, if you will. If those are firm still, then there's a chance that it'll come back. If it's squishy and mushy, then it probably will not come back. But again, you should start seeing some growth here, you know, for sure in the next 2 weeks. If they don't show some signs of life, then they're probably not going to come back.
Okay. And I got one more.
Go for it.
It's a waxleaf ligustrum.
Mm-hmm. What's that one look like?
It's still holding its leaves. Matter of fact, all of them are. They haven't dropped all the leaves yet. They're still holding their leaves, but I don't see any life. And what bothers me is that I have other white leaf ligustrums that's beautiful.
Right.
And they're right, they're almost next to each other.
So the leaves that they're...
Well, yeah, one's put all new leaves back. Actually, I got two that did that. And then one just didn't put nothing, and it's still holding on to the old leaves.
So the leaves that are on there are brown.
Yep.
Yeah. So do the same thing as I mentioned.
All that stuff is brown, and I just cut the philodendrons back, but everything else is just brown, and all the other trees are green.
Right. Do the same thing that I mentioned on the ficus. Scratch the stems of the ligustrum, work your way down to where it turns green under the little bark there, and it should come back. If it's green under there, it should come back. If it's, you know, brown or white, then it probably is not. But kind of surprising, you know, that some of them came back and some of them didn't. But, you know, just like people, some plants are, you know, individual plants are tougher than others.
Yeah, but one of them is like 30 foot tall, so it's a tree now.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, okay. I'm with Joey on this one, David. Is that I think probably that one, because the waxleaf ligustrums were not that affected by the freeze. A few, maybe 1 in 20 around town, and those probably were already pretty sick. And so,
right.
If I'm you, I'm just taking that one out. I'm not worried about it coming back or not. I think that one's probably toast. So,
all right. Thank you.
You bet. Joey, that's some sad stuff with those philodendron and the Japanese ficus. What do you do, though, you know?
Yeah, you can't protect a 30-foot tropical tree.
You're going to need a lot of tarp.
Yeah.
Custom-made 100-foot tarp to cover this plant. So, well, Joey Linderman is here with me now answering your gardening questions from Enchanted Gardens, doing a great job, as always. And we're going to keep that ball rolling. When we come back, we'll talk to George and Matt, 281-496-5711. We are Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, this is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Warren's Kingwood Garden Center. Welcome to spring. We are fully stocked with some of the best merchandise we've had in some time, whether it be color, tropicals, shrubs and trees, indoor plants, great selection of new succulents that just arrived, hanging baskets, everything is ready for planting. Our shelves are full with organics from MicroLife, Espoma, Fox Farm, anything you need to build good, healthy soils for the future when you're planted. All your needs are right here. Visit one of our knowledgeable staff, and we have the answers and solutions for your gardening questions. Better yet, bring a sample, bring a picture, and our knowledgeable staff will solve the problem and select the best product for a solution. So if there's any ways that we can help you, remember us, Kingwood Garden Center, Warren Southern Gardens. Come on, we'll help you get planting. Happy gardening.
281-496-5711. We got George. Hey, George.
Hey, this is George from Georgetown.
Oh, wow, a couple of questions. Nice. They named a whole town after you.
Exactly. That's why we had to move out here. So, we got a couple of questions. I've got a home, 2-year-old new built home, and I just put in some trees a year and a half ago, and they're coming back okay, but they have new branches that are shooting up the sides of the trunk. Is it okay to cut them off now?
Yeah. What type of trees are they?
I got pecan and some oaks.
Right. So, yeah, go ahead and trim those off as close to the trunk as you can get them. Just make a nice clean cut. But, yeah, getting those little suckers off before, they get too big is going to be a good idea.
Okay, and then the other question is, I have trees a builder put in, and they've been there for probably 3 years. They have branches that are kind of low, like 4 feet from the ground, and I've got fencing for the deer to keep them away, but now the branches are growing into the fencing. Is it okay to cut those? They're probably the size of my index finger or pinky finger.
Yeah, same thing. Just make a nice smooth cut, even with the trunk. But you can trim those off, no problem.
Okay, and then last question. I've got an arborist I was talking to about some bigger trees that had problems. He gave me a mixture of stuff or some stuff to pull together. One of them was Alaska fish fertilizer, and then MicroLife Ocean Harvest, and the last one was chelated iron. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but my question is, I've got the MicroLife and the fish fertilizer in the garage. Chelated iron, is it okay to store that with my pool chemicals in a plastic box, or do I need to put that separate in its own container, the chelated iron?
Chelated iron, I don't know. I've never been asked if you can store it with pool chemicals.
It's finished.
It's kind of hazardous.
It's no longer like currently active. So the soil microbes will have to take it apart. So it's kind of a static. It's not going anywhere. So don't drink it or anything like that. But it's not. It's totally fine to keep in there with your pool chemicals.
Okay. I didn't know if it was leaching vapors or going to mix with the chlorine tablets or something like that.
No, when it chelated means that there's a molecule that's pulled it off of usually pipes, and so it's oftentimes an after effect of kind of cleaning out big pipes, and so cleaning off the rust. And so what happened is it's already been bonded as a big molecule by some other molecule that chelates. And so that's all it is. It's like a part of a big molecule sitting there. And then when you get it in the soil, the microbes will tear those molecules apart to feed the plant. And so that's what that is. It's not a...
Okay.
It's nothing too crazy. It's just kind of adding iron back to the soil, but in a way that the microbes will use. I would prefer to use... it's called a Nature's Way Remineralizer. It's not really, it's just, sands and a bunch of minerals. Because it's hard to diagnose that a tree is just absent one mineral. It's easy to assume iron because iron's not really in our soil in abundance, especially in a new development. And so, yeah, it sounds like he gave you some good tools there.
All right. Thank you. And thanks for the pronunciation on that product there.
Yeah. Hey, George, one quick question about that is how long are you going to hang on to that stuff? I mean, does he have an approach for you, how quickly to put it out?
Well, he had me start because one of the big trees had, and I'm going to get this wrong, it had this coral-looking yellow stuff growing on the outside just popped up last year, and he took samples in as, spongiophytus, something, spirillus, whatever. But it's apparently been growing inside the tree, so he said we could try to get the tree healthier.
Yeah.
So he told me to try applying that, and he'd come revisit the 125-year oak, bur oak, next year and see how it's doing.
So that's a heart rot fungus that will just kind of eat the wood away. So this is where something like the the Monterey Complete Disease Control just as a drench would help too, adding to what you're doing. My question is how are you, you're spraying like once a month or you're spraying?
Oh, well, I did it once in December when we first got everything diagnosed, and I just put holes around the trunk of the tree line, and then I had 5-gallon buckets, and I put four of those around there, poured them slowly. And then now that all the freeze is over, like 2 weeks ago, I just did it again. Okay. And I was going to wait, you know, another couple of months or so and then maybe see how the tree's doing and try. I mean, how often should I be doing this? You know, maybe 4 times a year, you think? Or?
I mean, I think you do it once a month or more often, and you want to get as much as you can out while it's in growing season. This is your time for recovery. This is your time to get new stuff up into the tree. You know, you think about how fast the tree's growing right now. It's pulling so much out of the ground. And so if you can get more out now, the better. So, you know, don't even worry about how to store that stuff. Just get it out in the soil.
All right. I will do that. And, oh, by the way, we have horrible soil where I live in northwest Georgetown near Sun City. It's just a lot of rock and not very much soil.
And so. A new development. I mean, that's another whole layer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah. So Humates are a huge thing. So, you know, humic acid, whoever you can get it by is really great stuff up there. So it's another liquid
okay.
that you would just, you know, kind of drench out like you did in that 5-gallon bucket.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. George from Georgetown. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I guess there's Milliken, Texas, southwest of College Station, but, you know.
Where's Joey Town?
Yeah, Joey Town. Joelberg?
Joelberg.
Yeah, Joeyville. I don't know. I don't know. We'll look it up. We'll look it up. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, talk to Matt, and keep answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden. Friendswood Hardware. Organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens. Now offering native plants. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
As we talk about all the time, so many of these problems that people are looking at goes back to the soil. You know, if you can remediate your soil. Ideally, you can start new beds with great soil. That is going to be a huge key to having success, be it gardens, you know, veggie gardens, roses, trees. And that's why we're so happy to talk about Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils, a premium quality, locally sourced. One of the ones that I always lift up is the Gardener's Magic. Joey mentioned is a great potting soil, and I fully concur. They do have another potting soil that's really great, and mix those two, and you've got an awesome, huge potting soil. But the Gardening Magic is black humus, soil conditioner, compost, already got some slow-release fertilizer in there. It is great for raised beds, potted plants, or if you're amending some existing spaces. Their Black Velvet is a beautiful, wonderful mulch. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And it's black not from dye, but from an aging process. So that's a really cool thing because it's still good mulch. It's just dark. And so if you are a black mulch person, the wood they use to make dyed mulch is usually like straight up garbage. Not kidding, like pallets and furniture and stuff. And this is not. This is really good, locally sourced, the right kind of stuff. So look for Landscaper's Pride at any of our co-op member locations. Also, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, great, great stuff. So Landscaper's Pride, Mulches and Soils, doing a great job. Again, you got to have good soils to have great success. So if you want to learn more, go to Home Show Garden Pros. Also, we got good advice there, homeshowgardenpros.com. All right, 281-496-5711. So this is the point in the show where we start getting a lot of calls, and just want to remind you guys that, you know, the show starts at 7. And if you want to get some good time in conversation, go ahead and call earlier in the show. Set a reminder for you on that. So we got to kind of make these quick as we go. And Matt, you've been holding for a while, so we're going to give you the time you need. Matt, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Doing good.
I got two questions for you. The first, I have an oak tree in my yard, and I have these suckers on it every year. And yeah. So I'll saw them off with a pole saw. But now this year, like, so last year I cut off one, but this year each one of those nodes has, like, five new ones growing out, man. Is there any way to prevent that from happening? Or to kill them without harming the tree?
So if you cut it off, you know, real close to the trunk and get rid of the, you know, it's not really a root of it, but get it close enough to the trunk that you get the base of it out, that should stop it from coming out. Now, if you cut them off and leave a little stub out, then it's going to produce, you know, multiple of them, you know, a few weeks down the road.
Is it any type of substance you can kind of coat it with once you cut them off? I know, like, if you remove a branch, they'll put, like, this black substance over it to kind of seal it up. Is that possible for something like that?
You know, I hadn't seen people using that little tar stuff in a long time. But getting it close enough to the trunk to where you get rid of the whole thing will do a whole lot as far as keeping it from coming back.
A lot of times, too, people will put down compost around as mulch, and that'll loosen the soil up a little bit, and the tree won't focus on doing that sucker. And if you can cover it up with a little bit of mulch, so it doesn't get light anymore, it won't think it's a tree space. That is another kind of trick, is get some mulch. Don't do a bunch on the trunk. Just make sure you cover up where you cut. But no, the sealant is to protect from disease, not to stop growth.
Okay. Now, if the tree is, like, hollowed out a bit, is it best to just go ahead and cut the tree down? Or does it pose any dangers or anything like that? Because that's really been my main concern. I do have some hollow spots in the tree, but a neighbor of mine is trying to convince me not to just go ahead and remove the tree.
So, Matt, what I would do is go to arbortrue.com, and they have a chat page that you can actually chat with an arborist about that. And so that's the person you want to talk to. I'm generally going to leave a tree until it falls, unless it looks like it's going to fall on my house. But that is something that you may want to talk to an arborist about. And their chat feature is free, and you're going to chat with an arborist. So arbortrue.com.
Okay. And one more question for you. My St. Augustine yard has a lot of bare spots in it. A neighbor suggested that I just top dress it with soil and sand mix. And that's what she did to hers, and I don't know what happened, but, I mean, it just totally filled in. I mean, she has huge craters in her front yard, bald spots, and she says she top-dressed it with soil and sand mix, and, you know, how does that work out there, man? Is that prudent?
So, yeah, top-dressing it with a topsoil mixed with compost or just straight compost, that'll help encourage the grass to grow into those thin areas and then just in general improve the health of the soil and the grass in turn.
So that would be a great move if it's like a huge bare spot, maybe like a 2x2 bare spot, just top dressing that'll encourage some growth.
Yeah, 2x2 is not, you know, big enough area to where, you know, the grass wouldn't grow back into it. But yeah, get you a bag of good compost, like the Nature's Way leaf mold compost, and top that area with a thin layer. It just takes, you know, a quarter to a half an inch, and water that in and let nature do its thing.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Matt. So, Joey, real quick, you know, you guys dealing with the high volume pretty well, keeping up plant selection?
Yeah. The growers have been doing their jobs, and, you know, trucking's behind, you know, just because of the volume of demand. But yeah, we're kind of looking a few weeks out and, you know, kind of making an educated guess of what customers are going to need and bringing it in early and, you know, overstocking everything just so we don't run out. Now, don't get me wrong, we're going to run out of some things here and
yeah,
there, and
yeah,
there's going to be some things that growers don't have. But yeah, I'd say we're keeping up with it pretty good considering all the circumstances.
That's awesome. Well, it's a beautiful place. You guys are doing a great job. Both spots are just amazing. So,
Thank you.
Home Show Garden Pros will be right back.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros here. Joey Linderman. We got one more segment. We're going to try to squeeze in two calls. But first, I want to talk about Dakota Rev. We have mentioned it a couple times. It is a liquid growth stimulant. So incredible organic growth stimulant. Just called Rev. You'll see it on the bottle there, R-E-V. And you want healthier, faster growing vegetables. You want healthier lawns, lusher lawns. You want, you know, plants to flower more. Dakota Rev, incredible. Essential carbon. Improves soil condition and root mass, and actually increases blooms and fruiting. It is an awesome material, and it's available now for you. It's 100% natural, incredibly unique, and it works. It straight up works. It has saved my fall tomato plants just straight up from death. And great for seeds, awesome for foliar spraying, which is something if you're not doing, that is just getting good liquids on your plant's leaves. Helps them out a lot. This is perfect for it. And turf maintenance, spread over your lawn to see an improvement in growth, especially in this fast-growing season. It's one of the best catch-up from the freeze things for the lawn. It is awesome stuff. You want to check it out? You want to learn more about it? Go to organicrev.com. I love using it in the veggie garden. I'm seeing incredible results, bigger produce, and more of it. So organicrev.com. Okay, Thomas, we don't have a lot of time, so just get your question in here quick. Hey, Thomas.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I've got an island up in the front of my house and that I share with my neighbor. Our houses are about right at 2 years old. And he went with Elaganus shrub.
Elaganus, yeah.
Okay, Elaganus. So I did the same just so it would match, and it surrounds a utility box. However, the ones on my side, they were planted inside a drainage area, which has rocks, bull rock and stuff, and they're not surviving, and I'm being told that they're getting too much water. So I want to be able to replace them with something similar to this shrub so that it blends in well with his. Any recommendations?
Yeah, planting them in a low area like that, you know, there's just not a lot of shrubs that like a low area where they have really wet feet all the time. Is there any way to, you know, if you raise the top layer of that root ball up to where the top layer of roots is getting oxygen and staying out of that wet area, that would probably help.
And the other thing I would add is just adding humic acid to the space, trying to really drench that in and kind of open up that root area. As far as like wet-loving full sun plants that are kind of gray, it's a pretty short list, and I think Elaganus is probably the best one. And so that I'm, you know, lifting the plants up a little bit, drenching with humic acid. I think that's your best bet. Thanks, Richard. All right, going on to thanks, Thomas. Going on to Richard. Richard, real quick, what's your question?
Yes, sir. I've got 8 citrus trees that really look rough. 1 lemon, 1 lime. The rest of them are all oranges, and I didn't know what the first steps to do. They're brown leaves, and they're dropping.
Okay, thanks, Richard. We're going to mute you and then answer your question. Joey, go for it.
So scratch the stems, work your way down to where it turns green under the bark, and then that should come back from there. We're starting to see small growth on most of the larger established citrus trees here on the grounds. So you should see some signs of life, if there are signs of life, here in the next week or two. So yeah, keep a close eye. But anything that's brown or white under the bark, you'll need to cut that off. And like I said, work your way down to where it does turn green under the bark. It might be pretty low.
And I marked my calendar for May 1st as my, like, I'm not going to let anything go past that day. So I got a couple citrus that if they're not showing life by then they're coming out. So I hope that helps, Richard. That's what I would do. Push that soil health, Dakota Rev, MicroLife products, compost, getting that stuff around the roots is going to help a lot. Well, Joey, great job. Thank you very much, as always, dishing out knowledge. If you guys have questions for Joey, go to Enchanted Gardens. He's happy to answer them there as you're buying lots of plants. Thanks, man. Great job.
You too. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. And thanks for all the callers. And we're next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.